So the second reader was one of my doctoral students who assisted me in the process of collecting the studies and rating the studies. So that was just an extra step that I took to make sure that how I was reviewing the quality of the studies were consistent with how another person would rate them. And so what I did is I relied on sort of common standards for publication and reporting social science research from the American Education Research Association for their suite of publications, which are typically the most high impact journals in our field. They offer recommendations for scholars of what needs to be standard in reporting on social science research, particularly in their journals. So, drawing on their framework, I came up with a set of questions or items that I put on a survey, and I had my doctoral student review these studies with those sort of reporting mechanisms, reporting items in mind. And so we initially met and talked through what those criteria mean and why they're important for reviewing studies. And then we did a test trial. We identified a subsample of the studies, reviewed them together, and then rated them individually, and then had a conversation to sort of see how we were rating the studies and whether or not it compared. So that was just an additional step that I took to try to be fair to the authors of the study too, and how I was evaluating their merits.